Welcome to File 8 of the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. In this tutorial, we're going to take a look at Google Now, i.e. Google Search. Some of the people have asked me when I've done the one-on-one tutorials, is it possible to voice dial people? Or is it possible to do some of the things that you can do with Siri on the iPhone? The answer to these questions is yes. Not everything is doable like you can with Siri. For example, you can't joke around with Google Now. However, you can do lots of different things. Let's take a look. Go ahead and unlock my Nexus 5 here.
5:05 a.m. Unlock.
And yes, folks, that's what time it is. On home screen 1, up in the top right corner, you will find a voice search button.
Tap to speak button. Tap to select.
That's what it says when you touch it, though. It says tap to speak. Right next to it, if you swipe to the left,
search button.
You'll see a search button.
Tap to speak button.
If you find the search button, you can always swipe once to the right to find the tap to speak button. Once you double tap this, you will hear a little tone indicating that Google Now is listening to you. Simply say what you want, and it'll happen. Let me demonstrate. What is the temperature in Toledo, Ohio?
Google.
And usually, it works and tells you what you searched for. What also happens is it pops up a window. You can read this window simply by swiping through it or using Explore by Touch to see what's here.
7 a.m., 12 p.m., 5 p.m., 10 p.m., 3 a.m.
As you see, this time around, it's a rather informational window. I don't know why it didn't actually say what it was supposed to. Let's just try that again to see if it was a glitch. Notice you probably heard me in the background finding my back button and double tapping it. There's a very good reason for this, and you're going to want to make sure you get into this practice. Every time you do a Google Now search, or you tell it what to do, or whatever the case may be, it opens a new window. So once you're done doing what you were doing, your best bet, hit your back button so that you can close that window that it just opened. If you don't, you're going to end up with lots of Google Now windows, and you're going to have to keep hitting back, 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 and can get rather annoying. Let's try this again.
Odin Mobile Witch voice search button.
Now, notice this time it said voice search button. So sometimes it'll say voice search, and sometimes
search button, voice search button.
Sometimes it'll also say tap to speak. Either way, it's the same button. What is the current temperature?
Google. 62 degrees in Toledo right now.
As you saw that time, it worked. And also, you heard TalkBack say, Google. You can also do other interesting things.
Back home.
Such as, if you need to set a timer.
Voice search button.
Set timer for 1 minute.
Google, setting timer.
And notice it opened the clock, and if I look in this window,
0 minutes, 56 seconds.
Notice it's counting down.
Label, 0 minutes, 48 seconds.
It's still counting down. I'll let this continue to do this. Some other things that you can do would be open and then an app name. For example, you could say open tap tap C. Some of the other things I'll demonstrate here in a little bit. You can also say, call Jared Jika home. If you have more than one number for a person, that's what you would do. You would make sure that you say home, mobile, work, however you have that person set up.
Label, 0 minutes, 6 seconds.
Okay, it's about to go off.
Clock. Stop.
I simply found the stop button and double tapped it. We're still in the clock window, so I can now back out of here because we're done.
Back button. Google.
Notice there's the Google window where we had started the timer.
Back button. Home.
So just to show you that you can voice dial people that are in your contact list, let me show you.
Voice search button.
Call Jared Jika home.
Google, calling Jared Jika home. Five, six, seven.
And if you notice, all my phones are going nuts.
End button. End button. Content end button. Google.
So as you see, you can do things like that as well. Some cute little things you can do.
Tap the speak button.
How old is Barack Obama?
Barack Obama is 52 years old.
Now notice I said his name wrong, but it still got it. Barack Obama? That's what lack of sleep will do to you. But you can do little things like that. Now I'd like to demonstrate something else that you can actually do with Google Now as well. That's actually kind of neat. I'm going to load a file. I'm going to actually load my radio station.
Desktop folder new list new favorites. Metro Watcher Live. Work 2007. Metro Signature. Winam. Winam 5.6 to the 3.
Okay.
Open URL dialog. PBX.com 6969 screen. PBX.com. Edit.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop that now. What I'm going to do is, let's say you're in the car with somebody and you hear a song and you're like, oh, what is that song? What is that called? Well, Google Now will tell you. Observe.
Voice search button.
What song is this? Now, it doesn't tell you when it's done. It used to actually verbally do it, but for whatever reason, they've kind of broken this in the latest version. However, give it several seconds and then just look at the screen. Did it work? Let's find out.
An image related to the media content being displayed in this card. Fix you. Coldplay. X and Y. $1.29.
What do you know? Told us artist, title, and album, and even showed us how we can download that track for a certain price.
Back home.
Like I said, you can also open different apps on your phone. For example,
voice search button.
Open settings.
Google, opening app. Settings. Device, home, sound, display, storage, battery.
So as you know, as you notice, it opened my settings window.
Back button, Google.
You can also set alarms with this as well.
Back, home, voice search button.
Set an alarm for 9 a.m.
Google. Setting alarm for 9 a.m. Alarm set for 3 hours and 46 minutes from now.
And there you go. I don't exactly have a list of everything that you can do with Google Now, but as you see, it can work.
Back home.
Let's see if you can also voice dial a phone number. Let's say you haven't put people in your contacts just yet, or you have people in your contacts, but not a specific one. Well, I have this number in my contact list, but I'm going to voice dial it by using its actual phone number. Let's see if it works.
Voice search button.
Call 419-673-0701.
Google, calling 1967-3701.
As you see from time to time, it does mess up. So don't be discouraged. As you saw, I just ended the call real fast. Of course, it couldn't be completed as dialed anyway. But there you go. Let's try that one more time and see if I can get it to do it.
Voice search button.
Call 419-673-0701.
Google, calling 1-967-30701.
So as you see, I would not use it for voice dialing actual digits. It just doesn't seem to work. But as you see, you can do quite a bit with Google now. I encourage you to check it out, see what else you can do with it.